You are tuned in to Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Broussard, Louisiana. Let's catch up with Father Kyle White as he breaks open the readings during the preaching series, Reboot.
There's really nothing worse than whenever your computer freezes, especially if you were working on something important. I had a friend in college who had a habit of procrastinating, and unfortunately, every time that he had a paper that was due, he would wait until the night before to start working on it. So there was this one time where he was doing his usual routine of pulling an all-nighter, starting his six-page research paper at about 8 p.m. So at about 2 a.m., he got about four pages into the paper, and suddenly his computer froze. He had a MacBook, and the little spinny wheel of doom appeared on his screen. And the unfortunate thing about that is that you have no idea if this spinny wheel is going to last for a few seconds, or a few minutes, or a few hours. There's no way to tell. And so the only option that my friend had was to turn off the computer and turn it back on. He had to reboot, hoping that most of his paper was saved. And this can happen with our own faith. Many times we'll get into a rhythm of our faith. We're really excited and passionate. We're strong in our devotion and our commitment, and we're doing well for quite a while. And then eventually we get to this point, like an old worn-out computer, where we stop functioning. We stop functioning properly. Our enthusiasm dwindles, and we eventually get frozen and stuck, and we do not know how to progress forward. And this can also happen in the life of the church. Perhaps we can reflect on a time when the church was vibrant and full of active participation and devotion and faith. And then perhaps we look at our situation today and wonder if something is just not right. Perhaps we are not functioning properly. Perhaps our system is down. Perhaps we need to reboot. When I found out originally that I was assigned to Sacred Heart, I was very excited because I saw a lot of good things happening here. I was thrilled to be a part of a parish community that seemed to be alive. It seemed to be filled with devotion and faith and a lot of people who are excited to be here. A lot of people committed to their faith. I was excited that this parish was not satisfied with the status quo. But after being here for a few months, I've learned that we continually get questions from parishioners. And they're all asking the same thing. Why? Why are we doing things the way that we are doing it? Why is the parish staff investing in these activities rather than other ones? Why are we doing the things that we have been doing for the past 2.5 years? What is this all about? How come? And so this preaching series, we've decided to have in order to address this exact question. What have we been doing these past 2 years? What do we intend to do, and why? How come? This week, we begin with addressing the problem in front of us. Our system is down, like an old, worn-out computer. It's no secret that the Catholic Church, it's no secret that participation in the Catholic faith is dwindling worldwide. If you look on your handouts that we provided as you walked in to Mass this morning, you can see a number of statistics. We'll start with Europe. A recent survey has shown that as high as 70% in some European countries have people with no religious affiliation whatsoever. We also see that as high as 60% of people in some countries never attend religious services at all. As high as 70% people never pray. They never reach out to God. On the flip side, we see that in some countries, when asked how many people attend Mass regularly, it's below 10% for many countries. The former Archbishop of Canterbury has recently stated that Britain is now considered to be a post-Christian nation. Post-Christian. It was once Christian. The faith was alive and fervent, strong. It was the norm. But now, it's no secret that Britain is past that. They are no longer considered to be a Christian country. So moving away from Europe, now we can get a little closer to home. What about the United States? You can see that there's a growing number of teens in the United States that identify as atheists. In fact, there's twice as many teens than the general population that claim to believe in no God. You can also see that 59% of young adults stop going to church. That's well over half of young adults that do not go to church anymore. Americans are more and more considered to be post-Christian. In fact, those that were once raised Catholic that no longer identify as Catholic, that number has almost doubled since 2000. And so you may be thinking, all right, Father, I agree, that's very sad, and I'm not too surprised, to be honest, but the good news is that we live in Lafayette. We live in Acadiana. This is the heart of Catholic devotion and faith. That's the rest of the world's problem. We don't have to worry because we are Cajun. We are Catholic. But unfortunately, the statistics are hinting in the same direction as Europe and the rest of the nation. Because since the year 2000, the percentage of Catholics in Lafayette has dropped significantly. And on the flip side, the percentage of nuns, the N-O-N-E-S, nuns, people who identify with no religious affiliation at all, has dramatically increased in Lafayette. In fact, it wasn't even measured or questioned in the year 2000 because it was so rare. But now, in the year 2010, almost 10 years ago, it was already up to 23%. And I can tell you that that percentage is rising today. So what do we do with all this? Maybe you're thinking, Father, wasn't there just a recent survey that revealed that Lafayette is the most Catholic city in the United States? What's that all about? Well, although that's true, the only reason that we are the most Catholic city now is because the cities that used to be so Catholic, like Boston and Los Angeles, these cities have completely dropped in their numbers of Catholic participants. And so now we are at the top. But keep in mind that in 2000, we had 64% of our people as practicing Catholics. And now this survey says that we are even lower than that. So just because we're the most Catholic city in the nation does not mean that we're in a good spot. Rather, it means that all of the cities in the nation are struggling. We're all struggling. So what do we do with these statistics? These can be daunting. These can be discouraging. We could be in denial. But instead, we should be inspired. We should recognize that this is a real issue that affects not only Europe and not only the faraway cities in the United States, but it even hits close to home. We should be inspired to face this situation and see it not as a problem, but as an opportunity. To see this as our opportunity to move forward. Like my friend in college who had to reboot his computer, we too need to reboot our faith. And so for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about this more in depth. Where are we? How do we get here? Where do we want to go? And how do we get there? What are we going to do about our current circumstances? A little homework for you this week is this. I want you to approach one person that you know that no longer goes to Mass. And I want you to simply ask them this question. You're not trying to evangelize them right now. You're not trying to give the best arguments for the faith. I'm not asking you to do any of that right now. The only question I want you to ask this week is this. Why did you stop going to church? Why? What was it? What's the reason? Why don't you go to church anymore? You don't have to do it accusatory. Do it in such a way that you're genuinely interested. What was it that made you decide that you don't need it anymore? I want you to ask that question to one person so that you can then start thinking about our current situation, so that we can get the conversation started. Talk about this overall theme with your family at home and come back next week ready to learn more. Today is October 7th, which is the feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary. Because it falls on a Sunday this year, we're not going to be celebrating it officially on the liturgical calendar, but we can still turn to Our Lady of the Rosary in this time of need. I think she will be a good patron and guide for us as we take these next few weeks to think about these big questions. So I invite all of you to see her as our patron during this preaching series. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us.